Broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bo and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-hosts, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bo and Fee.
Hey, welcome to Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee. 8:02 in studio. We can't go on time when there's nobody in front of us, Neil.
It's 47 seconds after 8. The intro started.
Your clock is wrong.
Well, okay.
I'm just saying.
Well, don't go by that clock.
But it's right in front of me, Bub.
I don't think that says 8:02 either.
The hell it don't.
Okay.
Wait a minute. I'm looking at my email. It's big.
Okay.
Not really. Fee is in the shower washing his butt.
Whoa.
So he's running a little late.
That might be under the heading of too much information.
TMI. And we're joined by Don Kemper. Don, how are you?
I'm doing well, Bubba. How are you?
I am wonderful. How was Santa Claus? Good to you?
Santa Claus was very good to me.
Everybody made it home?
Yep. Yeah, we had all three kids were home, and good holiday.
Yeah, that's great. Hey, Christmas, wonderful.
It is.
I mean, I love it. Reese, Bob, how was your Christmas?
Good.
Just good.
Okay, yeah. Good. Well, nice, Reese. Good talking to you. Spencey, did you run the bowling alley?
Yeah, we did that we did the orphan Christmas on New Year on Christmas Eve, so yeah. That worked out.
How late?
Actually, not very late at all.
Really?
Everybody was gone by 8:30, so I did a little cleaning up, went to Fee's, got there at 9, left about 4 in the morning.
Perfect. How was the orphan Christmas? Everybody good?
A lot of people. There's 40 people there at one time.
Oh, that's great.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Lots of good people.
We are.
And some of the people that were there kicked in a little money for our Christmas.
Oh, great.
Christmas show. And mm-hmm. So we got another, besides what we got last Wednesday in-house in the mail and people handing us checks, so far we have in hand another slightly over $2,000 more.
That's great. And we'll have a final total. Jack will take care of all that, and yep. And we'll get a final total next week, hopefully, and give people time to get their checks in. It was just a marvelous, wonderful evening or night last Wednesday, and
yep.
Raised a ton of cash for some great people, and it will have, you know, and we got a lot to say about that, and Bill and Jack will stop up here, and we'll make sure we say our thank yous.
Did you say Bill's going to stop up?
I think, yeah, not tonight, but next week when we do.
Well, give me.
Bill said he might stop up tonight. Said he's out.
Hope he lets me know so he gets a chance to lock the door.
Mm-hmm. I don't blame you. I don't blame you at all. Indians win a game Saturday night against San Antonio. We got Coach Bayshore going to call in here. Actually, probably within 5 minutes, he's going to call in. And I don't know if he was scouting tonight. I don't know if he was had practice or just spend some time with the family, but. He's just going to call in, which is great because we pick his brain a little bit and talk a little bit about Indian basketball. We had a tough win there Saturday night, a game that was a struggle bus for us. And at halftime, Indians were down, I think it was like 28-20 or 28-21 or something. And coach kind of must have ripped a little butt at half and changed his lineup. And we come out and played real intense the third quarter and you could just see Anzonia. They just athletically, they're pretty good. I mean, they have a couple juniors there. The Sink kid last year had 30 some against us, and then the Murr kid is just an athlete. He's about 6'3" and jump out of the gym. But it just in the second quarter they did what they wanted, and then after that it was like Anzonia. They're just almost like they seen our run coming and they just couldn't answer.
Yeah,
and that's the thing about them schools down south is that they. They got some athletes, but it's hard for them to compete against us MAC schools.
Yeah, it's one of those things. I think a lot of times, you know, the MAC schools see that play out week after week, sometimes mm-hmm. game after game. And let's be honest, I mean, for recovery and most of the MAC schools in general play a pretty strong schedule.
Right.
I mean, they don't schedule to win; they schedule to learn things and be competitive. So and Anzonia's got a great coach down there. I mean,
absolutely,
Coach Kramer is one of my all time favorites.
Yeah.
he will get the most out of his kids. Yep. And, you know, like you said, they may have a couple athletes.
Yeah.
And he's going to win some games he shouldn't.
Yeah, that's right. You know, they actually, I think that if you look at the CCC, I think Bethel is the clear-cut creme de la creme of that conference. But Mr. Sinewall is definitely better. They got the Bowman kid at point guard that can play on anybody's team in our league. Yeah. And Anzonia will beat some good teams this year. They have, they're good enough to do that. We,
well, they had a run on us in the second quarter.
21-0. They went up 21.
Scored us 21. Yeah. We were up 15-5 or something like that, and all of a sudden we were down 21-15 or 21-18 or something.
They it's kind of, you know, when we talk about Anzonia losing to us and kind of falling, you know, just kind of, I don't know, just mentally getting beat. On Saturday night, Friday night, Marion Local played St. Henry and absolutely dominated St. Henry. And then on Saturday night, they play a team that they are so much better than Shawnee. Shawnee's okay. They got athletes.
Yep.
But Shawnee is, on the other hand, the opposite. They're not scared of Marion. Marion don't mean they don't care about Marion.
Right.
So they go in there and they just play loose, and Marion's coming off a huge win. And it was crazy when I seen that score, because I thought, after I seen them, I was texting Pudge at Friday night, and he said, they are, Marion is the real deal. And then they got beat Saturday night to Shawnee, and I said, a team that St. Henry beat last week by 15.
Right.
Crazy.
Yeah, it is. It's, you know, a lot of it's about matchups, and you know, let's be honest, Marion Local is going to be a pretty good team this year.
Yeah.
In boys basketball, they came in and played St. Henry very well. Probably couldn't have played any better. I mean, yeah, let's be honest, they're not going to shoot over 50% from the 3-point line.
Right.
I mean, things that they did in that game, they can't carry out the rest of the season. They're going to have their spots where they play that well.
Yeah.
But, you know, they're going to water finds its level, and they're going to be very good, but they're not going to be that good.
Right. Right.
And I think it's a combination where, you know, they played extremely well on Friday night against St. Henry,
mm-hmm,
and then coming in against, you know, hey, we just beat one of our biggest rivals. It's Saturday night. Maybe a little hard to turn it up a notch, yeah, you know, for Lima Shawnee. And that's not an excuse, but that stuff happens. I mean, they're kids.
Well, we had a hard to turn up notch game Tuesday at Burn, Burn against South Adams, a team that if we play 10 times, we win 9. Yeah. But on that given night, we couldn't throw in the ocean. We missed a lot of shots.
Tough place to play. That is one of the neatest gyms in...
I agree with you. I agree. But the atmosphere was basically dead. It was like playing in an open... I mean, it was just like... There's no... It was just a weird game. And you know, it was just... Never at one time did I ever think we was going to lose that game.
Yep.
You know, and we just missed a ton of layups. And their big kid ate us up inside, you know, that... And I don't know if he's grabbing a mic here. He showed up a little late. We started 8.
He's right on time.
He thought Jack was here.
I thought Jack was here.
Yeah.
He's got to unwind his quarter. He's got to choke himself.
Nice shirt, bud.
Thanks.
You going to choke on his hero?
I don't know. I might want a spinner.
Yeah. Good shower?
Yeah.
Merry Christmas, buddy.
You smell good.
Yes, sir.
He does smell.
Yeah. Clean.
Wonderful. He smells clean.
Clean. I don't have very
often. No, you do smell clean. Fee, we was just talking a little bit about the... Let's get your set situated here. We was just talking a little bit about the South Adams game. And if we play them 10 times, how many times do we win?
9.
Yeah.
No doubter.
Yeah, I know. And you know, we're 5-2, now it starts up.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And Coach Bayshore, he's going to call up here, hopefully any second, And we're going to pick his brain a little bit and talk a little bit about our basketball team.
He's got to be happy with his start, I think. You know, other than the South Adams game, I think that was probably one that pissed him off a little bit.
Yeah, I agree.
That was a pretty good team. I mean, that was a tough game for us.
We could be 7-0.
Sure could be.
Yeah.
Reese, I believe, talked to him after the game. South Adams,
he didn't have much to say, did he?
He didn't have anything nice to say.
Yeah. He gets fired up.
He had a lot to say.
I love it.
Yep.
I do.
That's awesome.
He's a neat guy.
Yep.
We got, we were just talking a little bit about last Wednesday. How about that thing?
Unbelievable. Was that unbelievable? That's why I was just thinking. Last week I parked just outside of St. Henry to get here. Today, I can ball right in front because it's 10 below zero. Nobody wants to go outside.
The weather helps.
Oh, yeah.
It was absolutely perfect last week.
Perfect last week, yep. We had a
30 degrees
great
out.
Day. Who'd have thought we'd got that much money again?
Nuts. People are nuts.
It's awesome.
People are nuts, Don.
They are.
But they're in a good
way. But they're nuts in a good way.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Especially around here. God love them.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, that was just a special night. I watched it on Facebook.
Chuck did a hell of a job on that.
He did.
That was really, really good.
A couple things stood out to me. First of all, our talent we had in here.
Phenomenal.
That little whirling girl. I should still watch it. That
she was good.
Yeah. The last song she sang, which was, what was it?
Oh, Holy Night.
Oh, Holy Night, which got me.
She was good.
Yeah,
she got her own little version to it, too. It was good.
Yeah, she had a little, and then Caitlin Schmidt was tremendous.
She's good, yeah.
The ladies choir come up, and it was just
them girls are always good.
Yeah, Santa.
Santa was a tremendous.
He's a hit.
He was a hit.
Santa's a good boy.
A lot of people like Santa.
Yep.
Really?
Yeah.
My grandsons do. Ho-ho. I call him Ho-ho.
Ho-ho.
Ho-ho. I don't call him Santa.
Ho-ho.
I call him Ho-ho.
Yeah, oh, good.
Uh-oh. Ding-a-linging.
What you got there, Bubba?
Oh, I got some other stuff here.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe it might be Coach Bayshore.
Yeah, it was Coach Bayshore. Says, give me a second, boys.
Okay.
So, that's exactly who it was. Spence, you were...
Well, I just thought...
How maybe, do you do that,
well,
Neil?
Well, I thought maybe he was having trouble getting the
incoherent
phone. He has ESPN.
He does have ESPN.
It costs
me 40 extra bucks
40
a month.
40 bucks a month to get it. But
I watch it about 20 minutes of it.
ESPN's extra?
If you don't get, you can get just the local package.
Basic?
The local package is like 20 bucks, and the basic is like 100. That's the next step up.
So what's on local?
Just channels 7 and 33 and some of those. So you don't get any cable.
You can't get 33.
Well, I don't know.
If I guess,
I don't know which ones it is. It's probably
what you pay a cable. Oh, you got Dish.
Dish.
You're cool. What you got?
DirecTV.
What's that cost you, Mo? $100?
$100.
$100.
Every place you go,
they're all 100.
It's like they start out and it looks great and you're paying like 50 bucks a month. And then 2 months later, you're at 100.
Yeah.
100.
What the hell happened?
And then you call them and you say, I'm dropping you. Okay, we'll drop you back down to 75. Okay.
I've so never done that.
Months,
I
might back up to 100.
I think I might try that.
Yeah.
Who do you have? Wabash?
I don't know. Wabash.
I'm pretty sure they don't do
Wabash
that.
Don't budge.
How do you know?
Dish will budge.
Well, I'm just saying.
Here's what I'll tell you.
Tell me.
I think when you do that, you might end up paying more. I think they'll find a different way.
Yeah, they'll piss you. You piss them off.
No, I ain't scared.
Okay, we're going to change you from 100 to 125. What do you think of that?
My cable bill is $141.
Dude, you got
that's the internet and the whole nine yards.
You got the bundle and everything.
How much does the porno cost?
Huge amount.
139.
Yeah, 139 gets a buck rest of it. Oh, shoot.
Hey.
Hello.
I think we have a caller.
We've got a caller.
Hey, hello. Welcome to Sports Talk. You're on with Bubba and Fee. Who we got here?
This is Coach Bayshore. How's it going?
How's it going, Coach?
Coach, Merry Christmas to the Bayshore family. How we doing today?
Not too bad. Sorry, we're running a little behind on bat time.
That's
important. That's important.
So was Harold.
Same thing. I'm scrubbing.
Harold was late, too. Coach, how was Christmas?
Not bad. Had a couple days off from basketball. Got to spend some time with family. So we had a good time. Kids had a really good time.
And Christmas,
can't complain.
That's right.
Good
Christmas
deal.
Was probably a little bit better because of our nice comeback.
That helped a little bit
Saturday night against San Antonio.
Yeah, that definitely made it a little bit more enjoyable for sure.
Absolutely, Coach. You on Tuesday we traveled to South Adams in a game that it was just one of those kind of a little blah games, and we didn't make any shots, and it was one of them deals where, me and Fee both said if we play in 10 times and we win 9. What's your thoughts on that?
For whatever reason, whether it was a Tuesday in the middle of exam week or for whatever reason it was just one of those nights where we just didn't have it. And you know, for the most part of the season, we've been able to kind of turn it back on, and we just could never find that switch to turn it back on. And you know, we kind of talked about it afterwards. It wasn't even like a game that we felt we even deserved to win, because we didn't feel like we played very well. But, you know, it's just one of those nights, and you're going to have those nights, especially with a young team that's still kind of learning my system, and I'm still kind of learning them a little bit. So you're going to have those every now and then, you know, throughout a season where you're going to lose a game you probably had no business losing, but more often than not, it works out. You win one, you probably had no business winning. So hopefully we'll get one of those
there
here in the second half.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And then Friday or Saturday, we travel to Anzonia in a game that you know, it's Anzonia's kind of weird to figure out, because they have a pretty nice mix of athletes there. The Sink kid at guard could play on anybody's team, I think, and the Muir kid is an athlete, and we come out, and I thought we had good energy the first quarter, and was up 12-6, and second quarter they kind of dominated that second quarter, Coach.
Yeah, you know, we had talked about before the game, you know, capitalizing when they weren't hitting their shots, because they shoot an awful lot of threes. Every film we saw on them, they just continue to stroke that three ball, and we missed a lot of bunnies early on in the first quarter where we could have been up even bigger than what we were, you know. So, and then they got hot there in that second quarter, and it was just a matter of, we just couldn't put the ball in the bucket. We got a little bit, I don't know if we were a little shell-shocked or what, our effort seemed to dip off a little bit. So, you know, credit to them, and Coach Kramer's a fantastic coach. They had us well scouted. I mean, he gets more out of those kids. I mean, if he was down somewhere like Wayne, I don't think they'd ever lose a basketball game ever, as much as he gets out of the kids that he has at his place. So hats off to them. They shot Petey out in the first quarter, and so they did a good job, but they did exactly what they wanted to do in the first half.
Absolutely. I got the MAC commissioner Don Kemper sitting in here with us, and of course Mr. Feely and Neil, and we're talking a little bit about the MAC and the playing the Anzonias and Coach Kramer, and Digger's a big fan of Coach Kramer as well, and like you said, he's going to have his team ready every night, and at halftime of that game, you know, I don't know what you said in the locker room, but you kind of lit a fire under the purple team, and talk a little bit about the halftime, Coach, and your adjustments, and was it an effort thing, or was it just to try to mix things up?
Well, you know, we felt like, you know, everybody was kind of flat in that second quarter. Then right at the end, the group that we had on the floor at the end was, you know, they were at least getting after it a little bit more. They were getting on the floor a little bit. So, you know, we talked as a staff out in the hallway before we went in, and the staff kind of said, you know, hey, I'd put those guys in to start the second half and see what's going to happen. And so we went in the locker room and talked about what we need to do a little bit better. And I kind of challenged the kids that had been in there. I said, you know, we went a different way, and it really caught a fire. Some of the things I was happy about, you know, we had kids diving on the floor, but after that, you know, we had kids running over to help our own kids up off the floor after they did something. You know, there's a lot more emotion, which is what we've been trying to get at all year. We've just had trouble with consistency with it, but when some of the kids came who didn't start the second half came back in, I thought they responded well too. You know, they responded well to sitting, and we got what we wanted and came out on top at the end. I think we kind of, for the as much as shell shocked as we were in the second quarter, I think the third quarter Anzonia was kind of like they couldn't believe what was happening to them.
So somehow we got to see if we can skip the second quarter, because we've had about three games that way now. You come out on fire in the first quarter, I'm thinking, oh, we're going to blow this team out. And then all of a sudden, whoops, what happened in the second quarter?
My assistant, Coach Lynn, has suggested that at the end of the first quarter, we run into the locker room and do our minute talk there.
You got 45 seconds.
He seems to think that might be able to work. We should try doing that next time. So. Yeah.
Coach,
No, I was just going to say, you know, in the grand scheme of things, that sitting at 5-2, And in six of those games, we held our opponents under 50 points, you know. As a coach who's trying to switch to an all kind of man defense, I'm pretty impressed with that. When, you know, we talked about that at the beginning of the year, and that was kind of a benchmark. If we could keep people under 50, we'd be in every game, and we have been in every game. It's just we've struggled a little bit with some unforced stuff, and it's learning. You got a lot of kids that aren't. I haven't played a lot of varsity minutes, and you're going to have your ups and downs with them. But, you know, I mean, we'd like to be 7-0. I mean, who sure. wouldn't? But we're happy with 5-2. It's better than, you know, we could easily be 1-6 right now. It's Absolutely. Not that's not terribly out of the question either. So the fact that we've been able to win some of these games, and we haven't played our best basketball yet by any stretch of the means, and to be 5-2, we're happy with that. I mean, we know the schedule's getting a lot tougher here at the turn of the year, but you know, we've had a couple good days of practice this week. I think our kids are starting to get a little bit more with the consistency every day in practice, which we're hoping carries over on Fridays and Saturdays.
Oh, absolutely.
Hey, Coach, Don Kemper here. Wanted to welcome you to the MAC number one. You know, I know what you did down in Greenville and, you know, a big fan of what you've done for that program in your time there. And, looking forward to seeing you compete against the Midwest Athletic Conference schools and see what you can do. You know, after the first of the year here, we've got, you know, a bunch of league games coming up, you know, one right after another. So have you had time to kind of look ahead and see what you've got coming up after the first year in the MAC?
Yeah. To be honest with you, I've been eat, sleep, and anything else, St. Henry. That's all I've been doing since Saturday was over. I mean, after we got done opening presents on Monday, I was watching game film on St. Henry already. You know, that's kind of our main focus right now. We're just trying to take it one game at a time, you know. I mean, we know how tough the MAC can be. I mean, it's one of those things, and I've known this from my time in Versailles. It's when we had some good teams over there too, where you could go and knock off the first place team one night and then lose to the last place team the next Friday. It's just, it has that kind of feel this year of that kind of league. I know Versailles and Marion are kind of starting to separate themselves a little bit, but you know, we feel good about if we can start to play a little bit better offensively, we feel good about at least being in every ball game in the MAC, and we feel good about what we're doing. Our kids are still are excited about it, and it's a tough league. I mean, that was one of the reasons why I wanted to take the job. I loved my time at Versailles and playing in the MAC, because you know you're going to get a heck of a game, especially no matter where you go out on the road in the MAC. You know, you got to be ready to play every single night, and that's fantastic. It's like a mini tournament game every Friday night in the MAC. You just have that kind of atmosphere with the fans and everything. It's fantastic.
Yeah, you talk about like Bob was talking about with the South Adams. You know, we were kind of in a lull and we couldn't get that intensity. I don't think you're going to have that problem on Friday nights from now on. It's going to get real good.
You travel over, and it's a fantastic gym, and we bring more people than them, which is fantastic. But like it seemed like it was empty, like you were playing in a Y, and it was kind of, you know, kids feed off of that. And like you said, Friday night or at St. Henry's not going to be there's not going to be too many empty seats, I wouldn't think, no. Friday night, and that'll kids will feed off of that. We're looking forward to it.
Absolutely. Coach, one thing I wanted to talk a little bit about was Saturday night when you made the lineup change, you know, and we was making that run. And when you look at the kids that you had on the bench, and you look at that run you made, and some of the kids that stepped up, and hats off to you know, you know, Derek Judy was unbelievable at third quarter. The Toby kid was phenomenal. Blaine Toby coming off the bench like that. But the thing that impressed me the most, Coach, was how your kids sitting on that bench responded to them kids. They could have put their head in their towel, you know, and been all pissed off at Coach. But you know what? They was the first ones on that bench congratulating them at that timeout. And that showed me something. And you had to be proud of that.
Yeah, you know, we've preached and preached all year about, you know, everybody's got a job to do, next guy up, you know, picking up your teammates when they're not doing something well. And you're right. You expect maybe you might have seen some pounders over there, but they were excited about it. We started making that run, and You know, and it's like that in practice too. You know, when kids like Blaine, you know, does something, you know, it's pure will. I think the kid had about 9 rebounds Saturday night in the second half, yeah. And we've squeezed every ounce of positivity out of that kid, and he just keeps producing for us. I mean, it's amazing. And then, like I said, you mentioned Derek Jeudy, who's every day. I mean, that kid is gaining more and more confidence at that level. You know, he had a couple big threes for us, and the last couple of days of practice, he's not acted like a freshman at all. I mean, he's just, his confidence is growing every day, and that's something that people in the MAC should be worried about going forward. Once that kid starts believing in himself, absolutely, like he did when he was in junior high, yeah, you know, yeah. I mean, there's talent all over the place. We've just got to get it all going in the right direction all at the same time.
Yeah, you know, you said it. We were sitting at the school there, and a couple weeks ago, and you, me and you're sitting there, and you said something like, you know, everybody, you know, looks to the future and you know, how we're going to be this good in the future. Well, you said something that was kind of neat. You said, I don't know why the future can't be now. And we got to get these kids to believe that they can beat anybody. And you know, I couldn't agree more about that statement.
Well, we've always talked about, too, with you know, how we've struggled a little bit offensively, that you know, your effort and your hustle on the other end can carry you through those sorts of things. And that was never more at an example than it was Saturday. I mean, we couldn't put the ball in the basket in the first half, and then just our sheer will of going and getting a rebound or getting after it on the floor or causing a turnover, and then all of a sudden things started going our way. And you brought up a good point that the other kids fed off of that, and that makes you awful proud as a coach when they're standing up cheering just as hard for the kids. And we've talked about that all the last week leading up to the Ansonia game about, you know, when you're not in there, the kid who takes your spot, you need to be his biggest fan, you know. Yeah. If somebody comes in for you, they're still your teammate. They're still there helping you out. You know what I'm saying? Like, if someone takes your spot, you're not pouting on the bench because that kid took your spot. You're over there, you're that kid's biggest fan. Because you, as a teammate, you want that kid to do the best that he possibly can when he's out there. And that's what you get when you get a team that can do things like that. Good things are going to happen all the time.
Hey, Coach, I have one other question. You know, one of the things that, you know, you mentioned playing defense and getting your kids to play defense, and that's one of the things I'm a huge believer in and a big fan of. You know, if you get the kids to play defense, you know, you're going to miss your shots here and there. You know, you're not going to make every one of them, but you can always play defense. And I think once that's, you know, a kid's mindset that, you know, I'm not going to make every shot, or we're not going to,
right,
you know, do everything positive, but boy, when it comes time to play defense, we're going to be right there. I'm a big fan of that and what you said earlier about playing defense. So really looking forward to watching you play sometime this year.
Well, like I said, you know, and defense can carry you through those situations when you're not scoring. You know, that was one of the things that when we took over up at Greenville, they weren't very good at that, and we took that as a sense of pride. And you know, I think the 1 year we won the league over there, we only gave up like 46 points a game in a Division I basketball league. I mean, we took a lot of pride in that. I mean, we had some great players, but we've spent 2 or 3 days a week just focusing on defense because we knew we could put the ball in the basket, and we made it a point to work on that. And that's kind of what we're trying to do here. You know, the offense will come, you know. I mean, guys are learning new stuff, but we've really focused on defense, and it's paid off. And like I said, we've been in every ball game. It's just a matter of some little unforced errors. If we can take care of that, I'm happy with where we're sitting at right now.
Coach, I know you got a couple little ones there that probably want to spend a little more time with Pappy. We're going to let you go. What about the two?
Oh, you're good. You're good. You're good. I got time.
Okay. What about the 2 week law? What's that's? Yeah, I don't know. You know, what's your thinking there? You like the 2 weeks off?
You know, I like it. There's two ways of looking at it. Like, you know, if you were playing fantastic, maybe you don't like it, you know. But you know, we've had plenty of things we need to work on. So to have that 2 weeks off, it kind of allows us to reset. It's also nice because nowadays, everybody knows what you're doing because they're on huddle and they've seen all your games so far. Well, now we can spend 2 weeks and maybe throw some new stuff in. So give St. Henry some things that they haven't seen before, you know. And it allows, at this point for us, you know, it allows Clay to get a little bit healthier. You know, he's still struggling coming back from the mono. Petey's been banged up with that thigh injury, so it allows him to be off. But, you know, you struggle a little bit. We're trying to find some more competitive drills, you know, some more competition drills in practice this week. We went back and kind of hit on some basic stuff, some more skill stuff. We've kind of broken things down and made them a lot simpler. And then we're looking to bring in some kids who's played here in the past have expressed some interest about coming in. But they're going to come in later in the week.
You need Bubba to come
what
in?
About me and Fee and Darren?
There you go.
We give you a good
there
luck.
You go, maybe. There you go.
I'm a little hurt right now, Coach.
There you go.
You first of all, was you able to open up Christmas presents with one arm?
How's the arm going anyhow?
The arm's fine. It's still in the robo arm stages, but it's fine. It's just a matter of it's just got to heal fully. They're taking their time with me, so I didn't have to open too much. My 5-year-old just kind of tore into him like the Tasmanian devil. So he didn't really need any help. And no. Thankfully this year we didn't have a lot of stuff that needed a lot of assembly. So a lot of remote controls. It was just a matter of putting some batteries in some things and he was off. So yeah, it was good. And that's the other thing too about the lull there, especially around the holidays, you can give the kids a couple of days off here and there so they don't feel like, you know, I played basketball in high school, and anybody who's played basketball will tell you it's a long season.
Absolutely.
You know, and then you're playing every Friday and Saturday night. So any chance you can get during that season, whether you're a coach or a player or even, you know, you guys doing the game or the book or whatever, yeah, it's nice just to get away for a couple of days and keep some fresh a little bit. Yeah. You're not wearing
no, not me. I can do her every night, bub.
Trooper. He's a trooper.
Hey, Coach, you...
Mid-January, you get a little worn out.
Yeah,
so
that's right.
It's nice to get him a few days off here and there.
You talk a little bit about this, the program as a whole. Your junior high teams, that I think they play tomorrow. Is that correct?
Mm.
Do they play Thursday?
I think that's true. I think they play 28. Yeah.
So your program as a whole, you watch your JV team and the talent down there is just, they're just fun to watch. Now they're not there yet, and that's going to be something that it will just enjoy as they get better, because the talent down there is just neat to see develop, and you can see it every game, the difference in some of the kids. And that's got to be fun for you as a coach and Coach Overton and your whole staff.
Well, we have, top to bottom, seventh grade on up, I have a fantastic staff. I couldn't have got luckier, you know. Coach Bob and Coach O have been awful accepting of a guy who's not from Fort Recovery to come in. And, you know, they were around when Patch was running the show. So, you know, they're used to being successful in their own way. And to kind of, you know, just be accepting of what me and Coach Lynn are trying to do. And I've enjoyed it. This is one of the best staffs I've ever been a part of. It's one of them. I enjoy coming to see these guys every day. But as far as those, that, especially the JV and freshman kids, a lot of people, you got to understand, our JVs is mostly freshmen. And a lot of times you're running against sophomores and juniors who might be on their second or even third year of our JV time. And you took two of that team's best players away from them and then told them they still got to go compete. And that's what they do. I mean, they struggle at times, but you can see there's talent all over the floor there. You know, it's just a matter of harnessing it in the right direction. I'm excited about it. I mean, you know, you and I talked about it before about the future, my bit, but I'm excited about right now. But I mean, like you said, you look down that in that JV roster and you're just like, oh man, these kids are only freshmen.
That's right.
Well, you just get excited. That's like you're opening up I can't wait to open that Christmas present.
yeah,
that's exactly right. Coach, we're gonna let you go. Appreciate you calling in and Enjoy your new year and get ready for St. Henry next Friday. They play, I think, in the holiday tournament.
Yeah, they're in the Coldwater. We're going to go see them this weekend. So get a look at them and let them know we're up there watching them.
Absolutely.
Maybe send them a couple of, maybe we'll plant a Fort Recovery flag in the middle of their school or something like that.
I like it. Sounds good. Happy New Year, Coach.
Happy New Year, Coach.
Right, thanks, guys. I appreciate
thanks for calling
it.
In.
Let me know when you need me. Let me know when you need me back.
You got it, buddy.
All righty.
Diamond.
All right, we're going to take a break. Coach Bayshore, Bubba and Fee, right over this.
Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio is currently offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus to qualified Class A CDL drivers to fulfill the role of a third shift live haul driver. This position allows you to be home daily and offers an outstanding benefits package. To apply and find details relating to this position, please visit our website at cooperfarms.com/join our team or contact Human Resources at 419-375-4116. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Remember a time when we didn't have to wear sweaters in the house to keep warm?
That was just a few months ago. It's called summer.
But now, why do we have to wear sweaters indoors?
Because we have a horrible heating system. And why are you talking like an old man? You're only 37.
Oh, I forgot. I'll call Reasoner Energy. They'll uncover any problems and give us solutions. I hear Reasoner Energy has been the go-to heating expert for years and years.
Stop it.
Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
Be sure to stop in to Brick Street Tavern every Friday night for a Queen of Hearts drawing at 10 o'clock. You could win thousands of dollars if your name is drawn and you pick the Queen of Hearts. The pot just keeps getting bigger every week that we have no winner. Ask your server for tickets when you stop in for lunch. You have to be there to win the full amount, but even if you can't get there for the drawing on Friday night, you can still get 40% of the pot. So be sure to get your tickets for Brick Street Tavern's Queen of Hearts drawing and be ready to win some big bucks. You can stop by Brick Street anytime to buy your tickets. The drawing will be every Friday night at 10 o'clock after the basketball games.
Friends of the Fort Recovery Library will once again be hosting their annual Fort Festival of Trees display at the library now until December 30th. Many beautifully decorated Christmas trees and wreaths will be on display and open to the public during regular library hours. Join the many families who have made an annual holiday tradition of visiting the library to view this great display of trees and wreaths that have been decorated by local businesses, families, and organizations, and vote for your favorite. Be sure to stop by your library for the Fort Festival of Trees going on now through December 30th.
We're back here, Bubba and Fee Show. Mr. Feely.
Yes, sir.
You know what? I went out. Fee celebrates Christmas. So Feely celebrate Christmas.
Yes, sir.
So basically, when was the last time you sober?
Been about 4 or 5 days.
Well, this morning, he was sober this morning.
Yeah.
For the most part.
Right, yeah.
How about the Wooden Shoe Inn? You went to Wooden Shoe Inn?
Wooden Shoe, yeah. Loved it. That's a little nostalgia going back there. That's pretty neat. My dad used to take us there every week.
You guys want the Wooden Shoe Inn?
Every week.
We went to Wooden Shoe. Dad took us, right? No, Dad.
Greasy chicken.
If he did, he left us in the car and he went in, Nate.
Did he? Yeah. That's about right.
Yeah. Ain't got enough for you guys.
Hey. We're out.
Stay out of here.
Hey, if you guys were my kids, I'd have done the same thing.
Thanks, Neil.
You're welcome.
Merry Christmas, buddy. Yeah. We're joined here by Jack Allen Stogler. Jack Allen, how you doing?
Very good. Very good.
Glad you could stomp up.
Hey.
You're looking good.
Thank you. I'm kind of dapper. I got a new shirt on.
Is that Christmas? Yeah. Your vest matches the shirt.
Oh, yeah.
This GQ.
Is that one outfit?
Nope. Separate.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Like, if you go to Kohl's.
They all have tigers on them.
They do?
Yeah.
Like, if you go to Kohl's, they got the mannequins and they got that.
Yeah.
I always said, damn, that looks good. I should get something like that. But it's always, like, large.
Yeah.
And they don't have the 4XLs out yet.
They're coming.
How come Kohl's should carry the 4XL tees?
I think they do.
No, they don't. No. I've looked. Trucks, man.
No. Hey, serious question, Fee.
What you got, buddy?
Okay, so I go in my car, and every tire, like the blinker comes on. You know, awesome. I got major tire issues. So how low is low?
Ooh,
about 3 pounds lower than they're supposed to be. It's the worst system ever.
Is it?
Yeah. I bumped up 15 tires today. Everybody and her brother. There's a light on. Let me guess. Pull over to the end of the bay.
You got a light on?
He should have done
16.
You can't do
15. You can't do 15.
I let one flat. I don't care.
Tricycle pull.
Well, they don't. They don't all deflate.
They don't miss a beat. They don't miss a beat.
My last time, I only had one tire that did that.
Yep.
Oh, I thought you only had one tire.
Well, unicycle. He's yeah, that's unicycle. That, but not on my car.
They'd get on gas.
So, is it bad if it's 28?
No.
Nope?
No.
How about it?
Hey. Pull it down there and we'll fill her up. Make yeah. it better.
$6 a tire.
All right.
Yep.
Okay. Cheap.
I'm texting.
Texting.
Okay.
Tommy, you guys can talk without me. You guys are smart enough to talk without me or not? You guys nope. just looking
nope.
at me?
Nope. You're the leader.
It's unbelievable, ain't it?
Yep.
You're in what? Charge.
Holy, what the I hell? You got a mouthful of cheese. He's reading. What are you reading?
Reading?
Yeah.
I'm reading the best Mac scores.
Really?
Pretty cool.
Who's the all-time leading Mac score? Kyle Gale.
Mr. Right Kyle now. Gale.
Who?
Right now.
Right now.
Yeah, he's probably going to get passed.
By who? Arns? Really?
Think you'll get him?
Pretty good
eye. I hope not.
Where's he at?
I'm not an Arns fan.
$13.99.
Hey, Jack, how about our last Wednesday show?
That was fun, wasn't it?
Good catch.
It turned out pretty good, didn't it?
So, I tell you what, you know, I really went into it thinking, don't plan on beating last year. You
right.
know, we caught lightning in a bottle last year,
yep.
you know. And
not me.
You said beat him?
Beat it. Let's go.
See, I never thought we could
Jerry
beat
Lewis.
Last year.
We got to beat her every year.
Well, and then, you know, when, like, we come up here at quarter 7, and there's already people up here, you know, that's
yeah.
you know, waiting to give, and they stopped at Fee's Garage a week beforehand.
Giving money, I love it.
Actually, he got one almost a month ahead of time yeah. from Kurt Armstrong.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's just, so, it was kind of crazy. Started. It was kind of crazy.
It was incredible. Awesome. Yeah.
So we took in like $19,300 that night, yep. And Spencey said you got like $2,000.
Yeah, $2,060.
And then you've had some
today,
come in as well.
Jack yeah, just brought in about $1,150.
Yeah,
$1,150. And if you do your math, folks, I mean, last time I checked, that's about 22,000. Like, holy,
22,500.
22,000.
And yep. you know, I think there's another 1,500 out there.
Yet. It's just nuts.
It
I
is
love
crazy.
It.
It's yeah. awesome.
So. And I'll tell you what, we will think very hard about how the money gets distributed. There's been some of it that's been designated for you know, certain families,
yep.
and we you know, want to honor those. And there's you know, no doubt that we'll be able to do some good to all four of those families.
Yeah, both can't go wrong on any of them.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
Yeah, and just the notes I saw, it's all coming out about the same. At least numbers of people saying I want to give to this. I don't know if the dollars are coming out the right. same, but the numbers of people.
And it'll take a while to go through all
goes
that.
To this,
and
goes to this,
make sure,
yeah.
but
yeah,
they're figured out.
But I tell you what, it would be nice if we could plan on doing something 2 weeks from tonight.
Okay,
you know,
yep.
and you try to arrange to
yep.
do yeah. the distribution and contact the families.
So you're looking at 2 weeks from tonight puts us at the 10th of January. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Yep.
So the 10th of January, we are going to have we're going to contact the families and have them up here, and we're going to distribute.
Yep.
That'll be on your show, Jack, probably.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. It was so hard to find, you know, somebody that, you know, wasn't busy tonight or wasn't in town as far as having a guest. So, you know, we'll be back, you know, next Wednesday. I'm hoping to have Mayor Kalp to kind of...
Oh, the mayor. Talk about mayor. Year in review and
yeah.
the happenings of 2018.
Yes. So.
yeah. He. Well, yeah. yeah. LLCs.
So. I'll let you guys get back to talking sports.
Well, thanks for stopping up, yeah. big fella.
Yes,
we're
sir.
Just talking a little bit about the Indians, and now it really gets started here as we...
So, you predicted... 500.
Yeah, 11-11.
Okay.
From the get-go.
So we're 5-2.
Yep.
Really, with a basket here and there, we're 7-0.
Yeah.
Very, very
But
low.
As Coach Bayshore said, 1-6.
Yeah. Goes the other way. So, yeah, you never know.
But you really haven't seen that much out of the MAC teams to think that we shouldn't go at least 500 in the MAC.
Well, I mean, I agree with you. We'll be able to compete. I mean, and like he said, there a couple of teams are kind of separating themselves from the pack, but the rest of the teams are all
right there about it.
Yeah, I mean,
So what happened to St. Henry last weekend? Was that? I mean, are they that down?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I think they're athletic, and I think they're going to win a lot of games, and they got their. I think they got their confidence knocked out of them on Friday, and then they're playing a Fort Laramie team that wants to beat their ass, and Fort Laramie's good.
Yeah, Fort Laramie's good.
And by the way, congratulations, Coach Britton. I see he's having a kid. See that? Yeah. So Digger said, "Yes, sir. Congratulations." So yeah. So I don't know. I mean, St. Henry's going to be a tough fight. That's going to be fun. Where are we playing, Matt?
At St. Henry.
Oh,
hey, don't forget the Long fundraiser.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Oh yeah, Shane.
Good
Long.
Good job, Shane Long fundraiser.
Hey, I forgot about that. I didn't get any message on that yet. So forgot
well,
about
it. That's right. That's right. That's always
early,
good.
I know that. Chicken dinners are $7 a piece.
$7.
So,
is there any
eat early and often?
Any publicity out about that yet? I haven't seen anything.
I think I've only seen it on Facebook. I think.
Of course, that's about all you need.
I know it.
Well, yeah, but you also I need to get some information so we can get a promo on that.
Yeah, we'll get that.
Yep.
Shane Long, God love him.
Yep.
I remember when they did that, and they got me right here.
Yep.
Right there, it got me, Don.
Ticker.
Might have been the 6 cheeseburgers you had that day.
No, that was I've had that for years. This was different. This was a little bit different. We back here quarter till. It's about 10 minutes, 12. Well, according to Neil's clock don't work.
Sometimes it's
because I told him it was 2 after he got mad at me. The exact time.
8:47:10.
8:47:10 in studio for Recovery Radio. We got Don Kemper, the commish, Mr. Harold Feely. We got the Buckeyes playing Friday night.
Yes.
Prediction fee.
Box by 14. Kicking their ass.
Ooh.
Mr. Kemper?
Bucks 33-27.
Ooh, shootout. Neil
shootout. Good one. Gonna be a good one.
Jack?
USC 37-10.
Yes. Whoa.
Ooh. Movie good man. Thing we asked Jack.
Yeah.
Hey, bah humbug.
He's the only one wearing Ohio State colors tonight.
Screwed.
Are you serious?
Yep.
We can't stop him? You hate JT Barrett.
Oh, no, I love him.
Yeah, no, you hate him.
Love him.
Bill hates him.
Hate him.
Curtis hates him.
Hate him.
I like him, dear.
Eh.
Uh-oh, he hates
him.
Thank
you. Thank you. Take him or leave him.
You don't like him either?
I'm to leave him.
I don't like him. He's lost 3 games.
I'm ready for him to... who's going to be next year?
Well, it's going to be Haskins or it's going to be Martell.
Here's the thing with JT. You know, they've taken that zone option read and they've turned it into something more than it needs to be. And, I mean, you can't run that every play.
Why, Era?
Come on. I don't care what you're doing. You can't do it every play. And he runs that every...
You got gum or mints?
Yeah.
Got one? Is it nicotine or is it regular gum?
No, it's regular gum.
It smells good. I just burped up like a flame or something.
Say, you guys gonna, you
it, doesn't, it doesn't smell like feet getting got out of two? The shower.
Yeah. It's not that clean.
Gum hog?
Want to take a break?
Yeah.
Got a little pack?
Yep.
When you look at me and crunch your fingers like that, hands, that means you go to break?
Yeah, I could that's just it? Yell it out, I guess.
Fine.
Or
that's, that's the way they do it on ESPN, I think.
Yeah. Well, they do.
Hey, it's break time.
No, they whisper in their headsets.
Is this annoying?
Yeah.
Not too bad.
Can you hear it?
Yeah.
This gum, not no kidding, was brought at Wayne Street Market.
Yes, sir.
All right. And guess what, Fee?
They're our sponsor for tonight.
Yep.
They're awesome. Night.
Yes, they are. And the cheese tray, too.
Market. I love Wayne Street Market. They got great gum. What kind of gum is this?
Five.
What?
Spearmint 5.
Huh. It's pretty good.
Sounds
not
crappy.
Too bad.
Sounds good.
It's got a hoppy.
I'm tired of you chomping.
I'll be back. Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. The Turbo Max by Great Plains takes vertical tillage to the max. With its hydraulically adjustable gangs and 3 3/4 inch overall blade spacing, Turbo Max levels your seed bed without creating compaction. In the fall, run the machine with gangs at an angle to bury more residue. In the spring, keep the gangs straight to create a level, vertically tilled seed bed that is perfect for planting. Call K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today. See what the Great Plains Turbo Max can do for you.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Is Spider-Man there?
I don't know where you can find Spider-Man.
What about Superman?
I don't know where Superman, Spider-Man, or any other superhero friends are.
Don't you always have something for everyone?
We do, with insurance plans from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business, and more. And we always offer super prices for your coverage.
Super prices? I never heard of that, superhero.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
If you're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2015 Nissan Altima SV. This great-looking white four-door sedan has lots of extras. It has 36,000 miles, and it's priced at only $12,400. Check out this and all our other vehicles at HastingsAuto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
The committee for the pavilion at Fort Recovery Community Park is selling tickets for a beautiful street-legal Yamaha golf cart. You can get your tickets for only $20 from any committee member, and they'll be available at the boys' and girls' home basketball games where this beautiful golf cart will be on display. They're only selling 750 tickets, so be sure to get yours soon. They'll draw the winner at the Jubilee next summer, or before if they get all the tickets sold sooner. Construction on the new three-season pavilion will begin this summer, and it'll be ready for use in the spring of 2019. The pavilion will hold over 100 people with plenty of parking, and you can purchase a paver brick for the large outdoor patio with your name or your business name on it by contacting Aaron Miner at the Village Hall. Don't miss out. There will only be 750 tickets available for your chance to win this beautiful street-legal Yamaha golf cart at any of the boys' or girls' home basketball games, or from committee members Jackie Leverett, Michelle Deuce, Randy Diller, Aaron Miner, Roger Borman, Tom Segrist, Don Lennertz, or Bill Bechtel.
Coming out of both ends.
Whoa.
No way. Hey, we're back here. Bubba and Fee Show. No, Mr. Harold Feely, Mr. Don Kepper, Reese Rogers.
Hello. Okay.
Neil Spencer.
And I meant to say something earlier. The nuns left a stabbing knife. They brought us some bread.
That is a hell of a knife.
And they cut the
when
bread with that.
When we eat this bread and drink
so,
this
one,
cup,
whichever one of you left the this really nice KitchenAid, there's a KitchenAid
Jesus
knife here. So whoever left that here, come and get it.
Until you come in glory.
Amen. That was pretty.
Yeah.
Did you turn my mic off on that?
No.
What if Reese, you ever turn me off again, I'll knock you in the next one.
You just turned your headset down.
Oh, Bob. Okay. Hey, we're back here. Sports Talk. My good friend, Mr. Haley. My good friend, Mr. Kemper, Jack, Neil, Reese, Bob. We're talking basketball.
Oops.
Did you watch the NBA game, LeBron and Golden State?
Golden State. I watched a little bit of it.
Did you watch it?
I didn't watch it.
Why?
I can't watch NBA basketball.
I can't either.
Really?
It's terrible. Terrible.
LeBron James.
LeBron.
Reese, what'd you just do?
Reese
just
you're tearing apart the studio.
I think we're on.
Take that with you.
Facebook Live now.
Yeah, we're on now.
He turned us on somehow.
LeBron James got murdered in that game. Three fouls in the final minute. NBA comes out and says we missed three fouls.
But they also said they missed the one on the other end where he fouled whoever.
Oh, wait, whoa. You said you didn't follow it. Now you're coming out and saying...
I read an article about it.
No, you're a liar. You watched it. You won't admit to it. That makes me mad.
Didn't watch it.
Yeah, you did.
I laugh when the NBA comes out and is trying to cover for the officials when... Yeah, we only missed three fouls on that layup.
My wife's not supposed to take that with a knife home.
Okay.
That's Barb Leonard's.
Okay.
Ooh. So anyway, what's that?
Oh, was I talking?
Yeah, listen... Here's my saying. Instant replay is destroying basketball and football.
I agree with you 100%.
You do?
Yep.
My brother.
Yes. Are you with me on that?
I'm with you. You know why? And I'm you watch a college basketball game. They don't have to watch anything because they can check it out on the video monitor after it happens. So they don't call anything. They wait and go over and look at it. So
wait a minute. We're never going to check that one.
And all you do is, I mean, the whole game you're watching them lean over and look at a monitor. I mean, it's ridiculous.
You want to do it, you can do it at the final 2 minutes of every game. You want to do it. That's the only time it can be looked.
Yeah.
In or out? You don't want any of it?
I don't want it at all.
Got it.
Jack, in or out?
What makes the last 2 minutes any more important than any other part of the game?
Well,
I just think, especially football, is so fast. And each play means so much towards a game that you got to get it right.
So you like instant replay?
In football. I don't in basketball.
Digger? What do you think of that answer?
Whoa.
I don't know. I mean, I won't disagree that football, there are so many different angles. I mean, you think about what you're trying to cover. You're trying to cover a 5,000 square yard field.
5,000 square yards.
Yeah, it's 50 by 100, right? Am I wrong? Help me out.
I believe that's right.
Probably about right.
It's 40 or 50. I can't remember which.
50, I think.
Yeah, I think NFL.
And you're doing
50.
You're doing it in college football with seven guys, and the speed of the players and all that kind of stuff. I get that's a little bit different. In basketball, you're talking about a damn 94 feet by 50 feet court. If you can't cover that with three officials and get most of the calls right, you probably shouldn't be out there.
You ain't very good.
What drives me crazy are the calls that get missed in football. You know, like the pass interference things that should never be called or that are missed, and it's just, I mean, those seven guys control the pace of the game.
Well, the Browns would have caught some breaks this year. They could have won game.
Yep,
I don't want one. Mine
one. You just asked Don Kemper for two pieces of gum, and then you just spit back out.
I only chew gum for like 3 minutes.
Jeez.
How long you chew it for?
Stick it under the table and chew it during the breaks.
I put it in.
I go over Maid Right, and I'll pull some off their wall.
Yes, they just chomp on her. Yep. Chomp her on away.
Well, this time of year, you want to take a little blowtorch, soften it up just a little bit,
might be a little harsh.
Or a chisel.
Maid Rites sound pretty good.
But anyway, they officiate in football. They officiate the game. Now, I know quite a few college football officials.
Oh, here we go.
But they officiate the game because they have their reasons for saying it's a fumble. Because you can't, if you don't call it a fumble on the field, you know, there are all these little things that you've got to follow so you can use instant replay. So they've gotten to the point where they kind of yield towards those things and make the calls that way so they can use instant replay. Where if they didn't have that as a crutch, they'd make calls the way they're supposed to make calls. And I'm done.
I like it.
Yeah. Iowa won 27-20. Beat Boston College. Big Ten.
Big Ten.
Is that their first win? Is their first game?
I think it's their first
game. So. The next one comes up really quick.
Tonight?
Purdue plays tonight, right?
Yep.
Purdue? Do they play tonight?
I believe so.
Or do they play?
Yeah. I think it's tonight.
Foster Farms Bowl? Or is that tomorrow night? No, tonight.
Tonight.
Tomorrow's a Holiday Bowl. Michigan State.
Yep.
I got some information here from Big Al Post.
Maybe.
For the Shane Long Memorial Chicken Dinners thing. And that is January 5th when we play St. Henry. And the basketball players have some tickets.
Basketball
players have tickets.
See a player.
Yep.
Get a dugget.
See you, Jack.
See you, Jack.
See you, Jack.
Thanks, Jack.
Can we beat St. Henry at St. Henry?
Well, we thought we did that one year.
Yeah. We don't do it very often.
If you want to listen to something fun in archives, go back and listen to that one with Harold and Mr. Hobbs.
We thought we had him.
Yep. That's that last minute is a great 10 minutes of broadcasting.
Oh, that was a killer. How many times have we won there? One?
One, I think.
One time we won in that gym.
Well, let's just start a streak where we don't lose again for the next 50 years.
St. Henry's gym that they have now, we've won one game in it.
Nope.
How many have we won?
How much would you like to wager?
We ain't won very many.
One.
Well, here's what I'll tell you. Back in, what was it? 1980, 81.
That was old gym. Old gym.
No. They were in that new gym, weren't they?
I don't think.
Am I wrong?
I think 80, 81, that was still the old gym. I could be wrong.
We beat them on our floor.
We beat them at our place.
On 80, 81.
That one, Mark Obringer?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, we beat them at our place.
That was at our place.
Jim Lachey?
Yep.
Yep.
I must have had too much to drink that night. Cause I thought it was over.
Wasn't you on the team?
Negatory.
Not after that night.
No. No, I think we've won one game at St. Henry's Gymnasium.
I think that's probably
Johnny Barrett. Kaup, I think, might have beat him. We've had teams that there's no way we lose and we lost.
Yeah.
Yep. That's definitely true over there. Oh, yeah.
And we about beat him with your game with Hobbs on that. Yep. That's about the greatest upset
that
ever.
That would have been the greatest upset ever.
Yeah.
What year was that? 9?
3 years ago?
No, no. Yeah.
Darian was a senior. A
couple years ago. Yeah.
Oh, 12?
No, Darian was a junior, wasn't he?
Yeah, I was thinking it was
he was
he was only a junior?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kyle Schreier?
Yeah.
So he was a senior in 15. He graduated in 16, right?
Well, 16. Last year was Mike, so and then the year before that.
Had to be 15.
So 2 years. Yeah.
Well, Mike Sell's senior year, whatever.
Mike Sell's senior year.
Yeah, that's right.
So because he two times on the last minute he drove the lane and kicked the ball out to I can't remember the kid's name out that
Luttmer.
Right corner. Luttmer.
Couldn't miss
in that right corner, and he made two threes. As
couldn't make a shot
in
the last 2 minutes of the game, and he couldn't miss.
Yep. Two drove threes.
And then they called a foul on the rebound.
I remember
killed us.
I remember a game over there. Neil thought we should have won.
Yep. Yep. I'm still pretty sure I'm right.
We were all screaming, yelling at the same time that we seen Neil. Whoa.
Neil took his coat with him.
Yep.
Yeah, he knew that now.
Yeah, it was cold outside.
Came down.
I got to get out of here.
Came down with his coat.
By the way, you suck.
He knew he was.
No, I didn't say that at all. Didn't say that at all.
You were sitting by me.
Probably.
Yeah, no, you're sitting right by me.
On that play,
he flew out there.
Joe Bubba Bruins took his silver sport jacket off and threw it against the wall. And when I walked out with my gray coat, several of our fans thought that I stole his coat and went out the door.
Right, I'm going to borrow this. Got to go.
Like a couple of days later, somebody said, did you give Joe his coat back? I said, what?
It's just something about playing St. Henry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if the kids nowadays get it, but...
Well, they stuff us hate over St. Henry. In the corner. You just can't breathe.
Oh.
It's awful.
We got bad seating.
Yeah.
I mean, we give you 40 seats down below your bench.
Yep.
And then everybody's got to go upstairs.
Yep.
Except for us, when you go there, they give you 50 seats down low and half of the upstairs, and then they put the second and third graders...
Right beside you.
Right beside you.
And the band.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Oh, my God, is that... That is terrible.
Yeah. And they all stand up.
Yep.
Upstairs.
They got a good atmosphere, too.
It is. They do. They have
They do some neat stuff.
Yeah.
When they cheer for the cheerleaders, that's a classic.
It is. Remember how mad some of our people got first time?
And then when Greg Fowler missed that first shot, they started airballing him, and Dan Fowler went berserk.
He did.
Shut up! Shut up! It hit the rim! It hit the rim! Airball! Airball!
Oh, I hate that airball stuff.
You don't like that?
No. Maybe one time when it happens, but after that, just get on with the game.
Does the MAC ever have any rules against what they can say?
Yeah,
is that kind of controlled by the school?
It's school.
Yeah. You ever have to say anything to any schools?
Nah,
not really.
No.
It's good, clean fun.
Yeah, and the ADs. I mean, you know what's funny is you get like, you know, I remember going to a girls' a girls' basketball game between Fort Recovery and Minster.
Yeah.
A couple years ago.
Yep.
And they had their, at that time it was 28.
Yeah.
Fort Recovery just won a state championship in football.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they were feeling pretty good about themselves when they went over there to play Minster.
Minster, yeah.
And Minster had, at some point during the game, they started counting their state championship.
That was funny. That
and, was, you know, stuff like that, you just got to laugh. Cause
it's, I think it's funny. I know.
Yeah.
Well, if a, let's say Fort Recovery has a rule against the kids saying air ball or whatever it is. If the visitors come in and do that, are they allowed to do that? If, well, if would, a school has a rule that our students
school.
Can?
Yeah, it'd be your own school. I mean, you can't control the other.
Why not? It's our school.
Throw them out.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
Neil.
I just didn't know.
It's a good question, but.
Okay, so what about the when they mock the coach?
That's funny, too.
It is, but it's annoying.
And I'm sure it's annoying for coach.
Like when the coach is walking the sidelines and then it sits down and the fan will. Somebody else says, I'll just do
exactly
everything.
Exactly what he does. It's awesome.
Thanks, bud. You like that?
I think it's funnier now.
I'll tell you, one of the funniest fan or coach mocks I've ever seen was when it didn't happen in the MAC. It happened in the Putnam County League. Dick Quartercracks used to wear a maroon blazer.
Yeah.
And there was a kid. I still have to laugh about it. They're playing Pandora Gilboa. And this kid shaves the center of his head.
Oh, man.
Oh, has man. A purple blazer and is doing everything that Dick Quartercracks does the entire game. And, I mean, people were crying laughing at him. I mean, when a kid shaves the center of his head to make it look like he's
Dick
bald like Dick Quartercracks, I mean, you've taken it to a new level.
Yeah, that's a classic. Quartercracks was a classic because at the end, he'd ride with a team. He wouldn't ride with a team. He'd ride in a different vehicle, and he'd get there about halfway through the JV team. He'd get there, and they'd call timeout, and the JV coach would talk to the team. He wouldn't even get off the bench. Just sit there.
Yeah.
Dick. Hey, I got 800 wins, Wolves. How many wins
did I get another one?
Yeah. I don't know. Eight something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, was it our 900th win?
I saw that.
No, well, I spoke to Bobby Leverett after that. He said, man, that doesn't seem high enough. He said, well, that's the numbers we came up with because it goes all the way back to 1947. I said, well, I know we played before that, but back 10, 20 years ago, something like that, supposedly they didn't feel like storing all the old scorebooks from any sport. They just burned them.
Got rid of them?
Yep. So what Bobby said was that has to be right because we have the scorebooks all the way back to 1947. And I know they played before that because Lefty Dilworth played in the 30s.
Now listen to this.
In the 20s.
Yeah, because we had allegedly.
Jack Jones, right?
Yep. Somebody Jones scored 100 points against St. Henry.
Right. That's right.
So, yeah. So,
he's got 1943?
I think he said 47, but something like that.
47 to 2000 is how many years? 53.
What? To 2000?
Yeah. That's 53, right?
Why do you care about 2000?
Now listen, 53 and then 17. So that's 70 years of Indian basketball.
Oh, well, yeah, that wouldn't be that hard to figure out without doing that.
I've been booking for 33 years.
All right.
You're a legend.
You are.
Unbelievable.
It is unbelievable.
That's 33 years I've been scorekeeper.
It's insane.
That's stupid. 33, Digger.
Hey, 33
that's
more.
Crazy.
Get me, I want to do a state game. You ever see them old bastards that do them things? They've all been there. None of them can. They're all wearing diapers.
I can get a guy that doesn't even wear diapers.
Yeah. The honorary scorekeeper today is Ben Simmons, Ashtabula County. Ben's been in it for 91 years.
Beautiful.
He's got a
Ben a bib.
Yeah. I want to do one.
Okay. I'll vote for it.
I'll pull some connections.
Thanks, bud. Appreciate it.
Zero.
We got nothing. I got nothing in the tank.
Nothing.
I had some other things to talk about.
Let's take a break and think about it.
Jesus, are we going to do commercials tonight?
We didn't do one for the first 35 minutes, Bob.
Sorry. Put you on
Coach Bashaw, we're talking.
We got to send out the Minster. I called Minster policeman.
Yep.
and send them to Rob. Rob's out.
Yep.
I'm worried about my boy.
Rob's in.
Me and Digger.
Nervous.
Worried.
We've been texting him nonstop. He won't respond.
Won't Rob Helmgarn.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He's supposed to be here tonight.
With two B's.
Well, double B. Rob.
The second one's silent.
Rob,
or is it the first one?
The second.
Yeah.
Second one is
silent. I think the first one's silent.
Hey, we're going to commercial. We're sponsored by Mr. Feely.
Wayne Street Market.
How about Hastings also join the...
We should.
Yeah, free car every week. You get a free cheese tray from
drive right through the door.
Hey, what about a vehicle?
Okay.
Like, let me drive a vehicle.
Sure. All you got to do is make payments.
We'll talk about that.
We can do that.
We're right back, Bubba and Figgy.
Looking for that special holiday gift? We have the answer for you, and you don't even have to travel far. Wayne Street Market in downtown Fort Recovery has the gift that everyone wants and needs. What other gift can you give that is both a want and a need? Give the gift of food this holiday season. Stop in and buy a gift card or a meat bundle as the perfect answer to your gift giving this year. Don't forget, we have the best deli around. Stop to see our deli team today for the lowest prices and the greatest quality. Happy holidays from Wayne Street Market, downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Running late? Can't decide what to make for supper? Just don't have time to make supper? Just call Miracle Ains at 375-4274 and let them get your meal ready for you. Everybody can get what they want. Subs, great sandwiches, all kinds of deep fried goodies, plus their famous wings and pizza. Be sure to stop by on Friday for their pizza and wing lunch buffet. And don't forget to make your reservations for your kid's birthday party or any other occasion. So whether it's getting your supper ready tonight or reserving your lanes for a party, let Corey and Jared take the hurry and stress out of your day. Just call them at 375-4274.
Looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Fort Recovery American Legion, along with the Red Cross, will be hosting a blood drive on Monday, January 22nd from noon to 6 p.m. They suggest that you make an appointment by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or go to redcrossblood.org and use the sponsor code AMLEGFREC to schedule your donation appointment, but walk-ins are welcome. There's always a need for blood, no matter what time of year, so give life and donate blood at the Legion's Blood Drive on Monday, January 22nd, between noon and 6 p.m. and help the Red Cross save lives. Make your appointment now at 1-800-RED-CROSS or at redcrossblood.org and use the sponsor code AMLEGFREC.
REC, we're back.
REC.
Bubba and Fee Sports Talk, we got the commish. My main man, Digger Don. We are... What are we talking, Bobby?
Purdue's getting beat 14-7.
Ooh. Big Ten.
It's early.
They won the first one, though, right? Iowa?
Yeah.
We got a W.
Who's Purdue playing?
Arizona.
And is that... Rich Rod.
Dilrod.
Yep.
You know, that'll be a fun game to watch. That game's just starting.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll so everybody can turn us off and go watch the game. Yeah. Thanks for saying that, Bob. You know, he catches us in the archives.
Went to zero.
They can catch us in the archives.
We only got like three listeners.
Yep. Yeah, probably two.
My wife's listening.
That a girl.
Kim listen?
Hey, Jody.
No.
Yeah, she had to be listening to know that we needed to send the knife home with you.
My wife's never listened to us.
She hasn't?
Nope.
Hey, how about Cody's Snapchat?
Oh, me passed out?
Yep.
Me tired. I was just taking a nap.
Was you tired that night?
I told him, and that's it.
Was that Christmas?
When I lay down,
I laughed.
It's them damn phones out my face.
I laughed.
Was that Christmas Eve, or was that
it was Christmas morning.
By the way, I found out it was 2:15. I like I got to stay up.
Yeah,
100.
Good point. Yeah. Yeah, because I left at 1:30, and I'm you're still going
if I can figure out how to reply to a Snapchat, which I'm...
I can't do anything.
I'm done.
I can barely turn them on.
But I was going to say... You know, that guy has stuck it out a lot more times than I've ever seen you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I bet that's right.
Word. A vectectomy? A bisectomy?
Whoa.
I don't
think. Vectectomy?
She's having a vectectomy. She ain't gonna be
on my left eye. So we're rooting for you, Sandy?
Yep.
Also got a thing here. Jeff Vaughn and the Coach Patch.
Oh, yeah. They're down at the...
They went to the Hoosiers. Yeah. Or the... What is that place? Knightstown, Indiana?
Knightstown.
Yeah. They're down there practicing today.
Yep. Hoosier gym?
Yeah.
Oh, again.
Yeah.
They did that last year.
Yep.
Yeah. Or, no, they just went down to visit last year, I think.
Oh, they practiced.
Or did they practice, too?
I think they practiced last year, too.
You ever been there?
Nope.
You ever been there?
I've been there.
Drove by the sign one time.
I've never been there.
Neat. It's neat. When I went in, there was an older guy that is like the tour the guide man. Or whatever.
Yeah.
And I walked in, and, you know, I'm like being real careful, not touching things. And,
right.
And he's like, takes a bass ball. I'm like the only guy in there. It's like 10 o'clock in the morning. He takes a bass ball and fires a bass ball at me. And he goes, take a couple shots.
How cool is that?
So I threw up about 4 air balls.
Got a baby. So you're normal.
Yeah. I was feeling pretty good about myself. Yeah, yeah. So I backed up to the foul line. But it's kind of neat. He took me around and showed me he said, you know, when we give a tour, he goes, there's a lot more going on. You know, the gym, the original gym there, they had to, because they built a building next door, one of the locker rooms they had to do away with because there's foundation for the school that they built.
Mm-hmm.
And but it's pretty neat. I mean, you can see like where the old locker room was and all that kind of stuff. Plus, they've still got things all laid out like they were for the movie.
They charge you to get in?
Yeah, it's like I don't know. I want to say it's $5 or something.
Right, yeah.
And then, like, I bought a book. You know, I think I bought a poster.
Yeah.
I'm an idiot.
No, you're not. You're nostalgic. You're the commish.
The commish. Like
it was. It was just pretty cool. You know.
I thought him bringing them girls down, that's kind of neat.
Yeah, I agree.
I get to play on that floor. That's kind of cool.
Yeah. I mean, you know.
Who's yours?
I see Fort Laramie practice at UD Arena today. How'd they do that?
I don't know. There's got to be, you know, obviously a connection there that Coach Britton allows them, or, you know, has figured out a way to do it. But,
yeah.
But, that, you know, pretty cool. Plus, it's an advantage to them. I mean, they're likely. I mean, they've got a hell of a team this year.
They do.
They're gonna.
Yep.
They're gonna likely be down there for the regional.
Regionally, ain't UD.
Well,
Trent, ain't.
There's that's probably true. The district.
They play districts at.
Oh, at, UD, you did. Good call. No, I don't think they do.
I think they did last year.
Did they?
I think they did.
I believe so.
Yeah, you might be right. I was thinking that their sectional was like Piqua. Then
UD has that. It's like a week where you can go there and watch. I mean, I used to go down there all the time.
Evan.
Yep. You get down there like at 10 o'clock in the morning, watch the first game, and at 8 o'clock in the morning or 8 o'clock at night, they drag you out by your feet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
But it,
that's great stuff.
It is.
Yeah. You watching any games this weekend?
Please.
You going to go anywhere this weekend and watch?
I'm actually officiating a game at Waynesfield Goshen on Saturday.
You're officiating?
Yeah.
Didn't know you still did that.
Not very much.
Just big
doing it with
just
your boy?
The big games with Waynesfield Goshen?
Just big games with Waynesfield
Goshen. Hey, doing it with your son?
Nope.
Have you ever did a game with
him? Yes, I have.
Yep. Pretty neat?
Yeah, that was fun.
Your son officiates?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know
Alex.
That. But where does he live?
Chicago.
He's getting ready. He was in Chicago.
Yeah.
He's actually living at home for about another week and a half, and then he's going out to San Mateo, California.
What?
California?
Why?
So how did he get a game at Waynesfield Goshen if he's living in Chicago?
Well, he's not working. He asked if I ever officiated with Alex.
Oh, okay.
He's not officiating this weekend.
Oh, okay.
He's actually, he has his license, but it's expired, so he'd have to renew it.
Yeah, okay. But, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So this a varsity game or JV?
Varsity game.
You're doing varsity game at Waynesfield Goshen.
Yep.
How's the wheels?
I'm as slow as ever.
Are you? Will you throw the ball up?
No.
Who are you doing it with?
Denny Dyer and Kevin Beckstadt.
Oh, good crew.
Yeah. Be fun.
You got any more? This is the only one.
I had one last Friday at Spencerville at Spencerville LCC.
Actually, Spencerville played tough with them for half.
It was, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And Spencerville hadn't won a game yet.
They ain't?
No, they're horrible.
Wow.
The LCC's...
They're young. Spencerville is young.
Are they really?
But they had a decent football team, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
Good playoff.
Usually they're sport is basketball, so figure if they had athletes.
Yeah,
they're a little young.
I mean, they're going to be pretty good here in a couple years.
Yeah.
Years.
Yep. Good. Bring them on. We ain't scared. I ain't scared of nothing.
Bring them on.
Yeah. How about we got some heavy stuff talking about.
I actually didn't use InstaReplay. I didn't go to the monitor one time.
You didn't go to the monitor? You should have went to the monitor.
Hold on.
I'm going to go check the monitor. I'll be right back.
Hang on. Time out. Let's go check. Why are you using two hands to call fouls?
I don't know.
Stupid.
They do it in college, and people think it's neat.
So. Is that OHSA rule?
Yep.
You got to do it.
Yep.
Stupid.
I don't like it.
I don't either.
First of all, you got some guys that don't count.
Five, well, four, I mean, you got guys that are missing digits, and I mean,
yeah, I mean, what if you're a referee, okay?
Yeah,
and you're missing four fingers,
or even one.
One, two.
What would you do with that?
Well, if you're missing one, you can't do five, right?
I'm just saying. What if you? I say that if you're a referee and you're missing some digits, that's a lawsuit.
ADA.
Yep. Yeah,
Americans with Disability Act.
Yeah,
exactly.
Danny Guggenbiller, horrible ref.
Great ref, bad digits.
Yep. Nope, I'd say he's probably a bad ref.
Why? Danny knows basketball.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying he won't be able to keep up.
That'd be pork work camp.
Pork?
Yep.
What's your best gift for Christmas?
Mine?
Yeah.
Shirt. I don't get nothing.
They don't take care of the big fee?
Nope.
That sucks.
He got some.
Give him.
He got some pool.
Boys got me some beef jerky.
Jeez.
Beef jerky.
Yeah,
that's a great gift.
Big.
Go get
Not
that.
Quite as good as Bobby's air horn.
You got
that megaphone was awesome.
You got
it was
what?
Good.
Did you bring it?
No, I should have.
You got what?
Are you serious? I got a.
You talking to it?
A bullhorn.
Bullhorn.
It is unbelievable.
Why?
It's a Stalker gift exchange.
We might be using it at the ball game.
We're bringing it.
It's maybe awesome. I'll sound better.
Colt got a cinder block.
I seen a
saw
cinder
that.
Block. That was awesome.
And 40 lottery tickets and didn't win nothing. $40 worth of lottery tickets and not a winner at, so he got a cinder block.
Now he's got to get rid of the cinder block.
No, he needs it. He's saying he needed it to block his boat.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
Right? I've been looking for one of these.
Yeah, it's not something you just go out and buy yourself.
Yeah. No. Nope. Right.
He never just go buy one.
What about people you? What was your best gift?
I got a pair of boots from my daughter.
Yes.
Nice.
Little L.L. Bean duck boots or whatever they call
them. Yes. Ooh.
I like them.
They cool?
I'm not cool, but they're cool.
Are they cool?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I look like a friggin' idiot in them, but...
You didn't get any tight jeans or anything like that, did you?
Nah.
Skinny jeans?
Nah.
Skinny jeans.
Skinny jeans.
I got some shorts. I got some volleyball shorts.
Ooh.
Jeez. Aaron. Yeah, I like that. You needed some more.
Apparently, you got some last year, too. You were wearing them. So,
they're summer. Actually a size smaller than they were.
They're tightening them up a little bit.
So, what was, if you're out there listening, your best and worst gift?
Yeah.
Shoot us a text.
That'd be awesome.
Best gift, worst gift.
Yep.
And then with
talking
the New
about
Year's
just
coming
this year
up,
or worst, best or worst ever?
Ever. Yep. And then New Year's resolution.
Hey.
You got one, Don?
I don't.
You gonna get one?
I'm gonna think about that.
Are you?
Yep.
How about you, Fee? Anything?
Got nothing.
Spencey?
Well, you don't have any vices.
Yeah.
No, but that doesn't mean you can't just, instead of wearing blue shirts, you can wear red shirts.
I'm gonna eat more beef jerky.
Yeah. All right.
My father-in-law, mother-in-law, $100 bill and a tub, not a tub, of cashews.
Ooh, big.
Wow.
And malted milk balls.
Ooh.
And the malted milk balls are in the cashews.
Ooh.
That's pretty solid.
That you seems, got dang right.
That sounds
good.
Weird. I don't know if I'd like that.
It's good.
Is it good?
Yeah.
Can't go wrong. Cashews.
Malted milk balls and cashews.
I'm thinking M&M's maybe because...
No.
No.
No. M&M's. These are malted big suckers. Mm. Size of this head earphone.
That's pretty big.
Monster.
Like, malted milk
balls. You ever see them like them huge...
Coconuts?
No. Remember them?
Jawbreakers.
No, the sugar balls, they semi-tires or...
What?
Remember there's just a monster truck tire of sugar.
Sugar.
That's what they were called. If somebody's out there, remember that. What was the name of those things? People would eat them and die.
It sounds like, yeah.
So they were like a Smartie. But it was like in a huge ball.
Oh, yeah. Ball. Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
I think we sold them at the swim pool.
They're
bigger than that, Digger.
Ah.
Yeah. Size of your head.
Size of your head. But that's hard to chew. Get a bite out of that one.
You do got a nice looking head. You have like a real small head.
Really?
Yeah. Really? Well, compared to your
mouth. Like Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice.
A real little head.
Little head.
I love the movie Beetlejuice.
That was pretty good. Beetlejuice?
Wait a minute. I got taxed.
All right. Somebody knows something.
Somebody has the name.
I guarantee it's Perry Hall.
Perry will know.
All right.
Jody Stogler. Jake Knapke. Best Christmas gift. 5-pack of Grizzly Wintergreen and 3 Diet Coke Dew. Diet Mountain Dews.
That's pretty solid.
That's solid.
That is a great gift.
Yep.
Good gift.
Well, who do you get that from?
That would be from Jody, his mother-in-law. Monster truck tires is what they're called.
Monster truck tires.
Who told you that?
My wife did.
Never heard of such a thing.
Hmm? Are you serious?
I don't believe.
Yeah.
Monster truck tire. Reese, you probably ate them.
Not ringing a bell.
Okay, good.
They probably quit making them because people would choke to death on them. Yeah.
They probably died on them.
Yep.
Hope not.
I kind of hope not, too.
What'd you get, Cody?
No idea.
That's nice. You're just a...
My wife buys everything. I have no idea.
You don't do nothing?
You have no idea.
He pays for it, so...
I got no clue. Thanks, Dad. Yeah, no problem.
Don't give it a second thought.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did the campers get together?
Yeah.
What do you guys do?
We went over to Mom's house.
Did you?
Mom's apartment. Yeah. And just, you know, got together for a little bit.
Good. How's Mom?
She is okay. She's doing okay.
Good. How old's Mom?
She is in January 15th. She's going to be 82.
82 years old.
Yep.
I'll sign that waiver right now.
Yeah, ain't bad.
82. How about the Feelies?
Everybody got together. Yep.
The whole crew?
Yep. I didn't get Mike and Kath.
Now tell them what you guys did on the trivia game.
Yeah. We, Renee started it. So we always look for something to do.
Can't hear you.
Standing around bored, you know, so you're looking for something to do. So she came up with this trivia game of our family. So they would ask questions about our whole family. And we'd break up into teams, and then we'd get points for however many you could get right. It was pretty neat. Pretty neat question. See, I mean, like, how many Feelies were collegiate athletes? You know, you'd go through, and there were so many you could get.
That'd be easy for our family.
None.
Zero.
We had none. No, I don't know.
How many family members played musical instruments?
Ooh, that'd be
a
tough
lot of them there. I had no clue half of them.
Oh.
That'd be tough.
There's some good stuff.
Does that count like me playing the trombone?
I said I played the trombone with Digger in fifth grade. I said, that's got to count.
Absolutely.
I said,
put me in. You played the trombone?
Oh, yeah.
We were good.
Me you too team. Did?
If we would have stayed together, I think we could have been a jazz band.
We would have been good.
You guys would have been like Chuck Mangione and...
Chuck Mangione would have been asking us to play.
Yeah.
He'd been begging us to play.
Hey, how about my Chuck Mangione reference?
That's pretty good, except he played flugelhorn.
The flugel and the trombone's the same thing.
Trombone, flugel.
Yeah.
His is more of a trumpet sort of thing.
Flugelhorn is what Kevin Rhodes played in the...
If you listen to the OSU fight song,
band.
Yep.
The flugelhorn is the smallest instrument in the band and adds this sound. You ever hear that?
Yep.
You guys remember that?
I remember.
I love that. Put them all together. Remember that? And they sound like this.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Ohio State.
Okay, so the Ohio State fight song was on CD. This was years ago. Big P always had it.
Oh, okay.
And it broke down.
all the different sounds of the fight song.
Yep.
And it says, like, the largest, the, wait a minute, what did it say? The Ohio State drum, or the percussion is the largest instruments in the band and adds this sound, boom, 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 you know?
Yep.
And at the end of it, it goes, put them all together, and then it plays a fight song, and it's just
tremendous.
We gotta get, I'm going to look it up on YouTube.
Goosebumps.
All right.
And I'm going to play it when we come back.
That'd be awesome.
Love and Fiend.
Klingchern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingchernandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingchern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern, and I want to invite you to stop in for our delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials. Starting at 11 o'clock Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Casserole Thursday, and on Friday you can choose from our soup and salad bar or our famous half-pound hand-patted cheeseburger. We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evening, including steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, both complemented with our large salad bar, choice of potato, and a honey roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Did you know the most stable skid steer on earth is now even more powerful? The L234 Super Boom Skid Steer Loader from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery offers 90 horsepower with increased hydraulics, breakout force, lift capacity, and comfort. You get the superior visibility, stability, and easy maintenance you expect from New Holland. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today to learn more about the high-performance New Holland L234 skid steer loader.
The committee for the pavilion at Fort Recovery Community Park is selling tickets for a beautiful street-legal Yamaha golf cart. You can get your tickets for only $20 from any committee member, and they'll be available at the boys' and girls' home basketball games where this beautiful golf cart will be on display. They're only selling 750 tickets, so be sure to get yours soon. They'll draw the winner at the Jubilee next summer, or before if they get all the tickets sold sooner. Construction on the new three-season pavilion will begin this summer, and it'll be ready for use in the spring of 2019. The pavilion will hold over 100 people with plenty of parking, and you can purchase a paver brick for the large outdoor patio with your name or your business name on it by contacting Aaron Miner at the Village Hall. Don't miss out. There will only be 750 tickets available for your chance to win this beautiful street-legal Yamaha golf cart at any of the boys' or girls' home basketball games or from committee members Jackie Leverett, Michelle Deuce, Randy Diller, Aaron Miner, Roger Borman, Tom Segrist, Don Lennertz, or Bill Bechtel.
I was going to... 81 years ago, under the direction of Eugene J. White, the Ohio State University made the decision to field an all-brass and percussion band modeled on the traditional British brass band. In fact, it became the largest all-brass and percussion band in the world, a distinction it has maintained since 1934. Allow us to introduce you to our 225 musicians by section.
Oh, here we go.
First, the basses, the lowest-sounding instruments in the band. Now the baritone horns, the next higher voice to the basses.
This will get you fired up.
Slide trombones add brilliance and power. The F horns add this unique sound. Flugelhorns play the third cornet part found in most bands. Second cornets have this voice in our arrangement. Solo and first cornets usually carry the melody. Yet E flat cornets are the smallest instruments in the band, E-flats. And they add this sound. Snare drums, bass drums, cymbals, and tenors. No band would be complete without a percussion section.
Percussion.
Building layer by layer, when you put them all together, they sound like this.
If you ever get a chance to see them, like they was at Van Wert.
That is pretty good.
It's just unbelievable to listen to that band. It just gives you goosebumps.
They're unbelievable how good they are.
Yeah. They're the only, I mean, it's just
the
amazing.
Best damn band in the land.
You're damn right, Mr. Feely, Mr. Camper. Damn. Huh? Wasn't that good, Spencer?
That's
you like
good.
It?
I like it.
Yeah. Good I remember stuff. Big P always played that thing. He always had the record.
Yeah, that
the
record.
Buckeye Battle Cry. And put that baby on the old
what you're all Saturday.
Thing. Yeah.
Saturday about.
And we'd have, 50. Well, what we'd do is we would take the ball off the Christmas tree.
Yeah.
And back then it was a plastic ball. Remember you put on a Christmas tree?
Yep.
And then we'd make baskets on each of the, like our hallway, and then we'd play games wide open during the Christmas break. Loved it. Childhood memories, Digger.
Good, yes, sir.
Don't beat them, can you? Can't beat them.
Can't.
Good stuff.
No, it is good stuff. So we got, the Digger's got a list here of our MAC scores.
Yep.
All right, and you're telling us that it could go down this year.
I'm telling you the number one could become number two this year.
So what's he got average?
Well, he needs.
So who's number one?
Kyle Gale.
Kyle right? Gale's got 1744. And Justin Arns has got 1399.
So he needs 400. Oh, he's going, well, he's
345 points.
Yep.
Oh, he's going
so
get it. He's going to get
you're
it.
Playing 22 minimum.
Yeah, that's right.
So if he averages 15.7, he gets it.
Yeah.
I think he's averaging like.
Plus they'll play
28.
They'll get three or four tournament games.
Yeah, soon. Absolutely. And you know what? That's, all them records are going to fall.
Yeah.
A 1,000-point score now is not going to be. Like it was because of the fact that there's 88 games now instead of 80.
Yep. More games.
Well, and one of the things I thought was interesting when you look at this list, prior to 79-80, football schools played 18 games, non-football schools played 20 games.
Is that right?
So if you were a football school,
you got hosed.
You got. You played two less regular season games.
Wow, I didn't know that.
No. I didn't either.
Oh,
yeah. Did you look that up?
No, it was on. I've got more information that's ridiculous.
Than, absolutely.
So, but there's a lot of need of. I mean, when you look at that thing, you say, how many players are on that list that have been put on that list since 2010? It's a ridiculous number.
Yeah.
I mean, I was showing Fee during break that, I mean, I didn't even count them all, but there's probably 12 or more since that have been put on that list since 2010. And, you know, the girls list, for example, for the MAC, Lynn Benn's number 8 with 1,529 points. Valerie Garkey. Valerie Blassengame. She's number 9 right behind Lynn at 1510. Sarah Heitkamp, 1494. Liz Myring, 1251. She's in 16th. Mandy Hastings.
Yep.
Number 17 at 1225. And Holly Stein.
Holly? So we have 5,000 point girl scores?
Six.
We have six.
Holly Stein at number 34 with 1048.
So was Holly our last 1,000-point scorer?
Yes, I bet.
Was she after
Tori
Sarah?
Tori didn't get that. She never got 1,000.
That is correct.
That's right. Tori was just short.
She was short.
I think Tori was like 960 or something like that. Yeah. She's like 40 points short.
And then when you look at the boys, you've got obviously Greg Kolick, who's number two all time in the MAC. His brother Elijah is eighth. Wade Gailhouse 12th. Bobby Leverett 23rd. Chris Benn 35th. Micaiah Cox 47th. Chuck Benn 49th. And Tyler Niekamp 56th.
Hey, I got a final here. Versailles 67, Anna 65.
Woo.
67, 65.
Crestview. Ottoville 52, Crestview 48. Ottoville's good.
Hmm.
I don't know. They've only, I watched them play Elida on TV. They got beat by like six against Elida. Elida's good.
Supposedly, Crestview had a big, tall freshman that wasn't going to play tonight. An Etzler.
You're talking about the Etzler?
Yeah, Etzler.
Plus, Ottoville has an advantage. They have Logan Kemper playing for him.
Any relation? Kemper.
No.
Coldwater Girls 60, Marion Local 51, St. Henry 51, Salina 34. Salina's program is just down.
Yep. It ain't very good.
It's just down. But now I talked to Bill Wellman. Bill Wellman says that they got some kids coming.
Do they?
Yep. He says that they're going to get better. So finally some light at the end of the tunnel.
Buzzer beer by Justin Irons.
Is that what it was?
Yep.
Justin Irons buzzer beater. Well, good.
Good for him.
That's great. Justin Irons with the buzzer beater.
He's that much closer to first place now.
That is exactly right because of his buzzer beater.
Yep.
How many ended up with it, say?
47.
Who's the best player you ever seen play in the MAC? Who's the best MAC player you ever seen?
You're going to call me crazy, and I'm going to say Mike Post.
Mike Post, pretty good.
I can barely remember Mike Post.
I remember Mike Post. He was good.
I remember we went down to
Man,
State. Watched
him.
Yep.
Now, I mean, he graduated in what year?
He graduated in 79.
Yeah, so
he won me $100.
Did he really?
Yep.
Good job.
Yep.
Mike Post.
About a guy from St. Henry that even Fran couldn't ruin that team, and they were going to win the state. Bet him $100.
And it worked. Yep. He won. Yeah.
That's what $100 is a lot of money.
Who's the best team you ever seen?
Had to be St. Henry and then
Bobby.
Yeah. Bobby.
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 Oh
yeah.
My God! Yeah, they were.
I mean, they were
a freak show.
Yeah.
Bobby the Bruiser at a red big Ralph.
Big Ralph. Bottom on the bus.
Bottom on the bus. Big Ralph.
Big Ralph was one of the reasons I went to the games so I didn't have to listen to him.
I love Big Ralph.
Big Ralph increased awesome. Ticket sales.
Yeah.
Big Ralph was good.
One of the scariest moments of my life. I was a member at the Racquet Club over at Salina.
Seen naked.
Walked out of the shower. Walked out of the shower and almost face planted Ralph Guarneri.
Let me tell you something.
Bubba.
What you got, buddy? What's that? 27, 29, 27. So, when I was a member of the Racquet Club, I was a member there for 2 years, and I was always, there was a group of us on Wednesday nights that would play tennis, and one of the guys, and then afterwards, we'd get in the hot tub, and we sat in the hot tub, and one of them was Ken Hybe, played against Ken Hybe, biggest human being I've ever seen. His head would not fit on this table. Neil, you're going to know who he is. You're going to help me out with his name. He's from Coldwater.
Ooh.
And he told Hybe stories.
God, jeez, somebody dang it. From Coldwater.
He must have been a hell of a football player. This guy was a hell of a football player.
Oh, yeah, I know. I know who you're talking about. I think maybe that guy's a little older. Oh, man, I can see. He was over there a lot at the Racquet Club.
Oh, I cannot believe I can't think of this.
Doug.
That's it.
Man, can't think of his last name. I ran into him about 5 years ago, and then we talked about some old times. He's built like Bill Bechtel. He's a tank. He's about
Greaser, but ain't Greaser.
No,
it's Doug.
No.
Ever something. God dang it.
I might think of it. Yeah.
Starts with a B. Doug
Boniface. Doug Boniface. Yep.
That's it.
Boniface.
Doug Boniface. Yep.
And he would tell Ken Hybe stories, and he always said that nobody was as good as Ken Hybe.
Yep.
And we don't give, you know, it's too bad he was.
Yep.
Do you remember Hybe?
No. Not, I mean,
I don't either.
So I was, when you said big. I thought you meant like 8 feet tall.
No, this guy was a...
Oh, yeah.
He'd knock your head off.
Yeah, his shoulders are 4 feet wide. Yeah. He's a tank.
How many points Hybe score?
Well, when you look 14, at Ken Hybe, he was...
14-10, maybe?
14-18. He's a 6, non-max. So... But think about 14-18 without a three-point line.
Without a three-point line.
And you didn't play.
And the game
he didn't play as a freshman, right?
He played as a sophomore.
You couldn't play as a freshman back then either, could you?
He wouldn't. Well, he might have played as a freshman because we only won 6 games when he was a freshman.
Oh.
So.
How old were you, Spencey, with Hybe?
I was 2 years older. I was in Tom Bryan's class, so he would have been 2 years younger. Hybe would have been 2 years
younger. Oh, you was with Bryan then?
Yeah.
So when we was good.
Oh, yeah.
So how much fun was that?
Oh, man.
Like with our gym, little gym, just be packed every game?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was...
Would they sell it out?
Oh yes. I mean, absolutely. There are people, you know, sitting with their feet, would have been hitting the scoreboard guys in the head with their feet.
And yeah.
People standing on the steps going up to the seats, and I mean, there are people in the doorways, there are people everywhere.
I remember.
And before that, the year before that, there was maybe 100 people in the gym.
You remember the old green scoreboard that they had to click it? Remember that fee? Yeah. And I remember they used to blow the horn with an air horn, Ernie Williams.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yep.
Remember that?
I remember that.
Thing in the yearbook said, "Blow it now, Ernie."
Oh, yeah.
Remember that picture? Yep. It said, "Blow it now, Ernie." Ernie Williams. Hey, could you imagine back in them days how much fun that would have been?
That would have been fun.
Yeah. That gym was, the gym was about the size of this room.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
That was the one thing about it. It only took you 4 steps to get up there and shoot.
Yeah.
That did make it a little better for
him. And the rim on the, not the outside wall, but the inside wall, you could, if you hit the rim, it went in. Really? It was the loosest rim. I mean, I averaged 7 a game my 7th grade year.
Yeah, but you were a stud.
Pure shooter.
Half of them were dunks, though.
I don't want to brag about my game. In 7th grade, we played Crestview South.
Crestview South.
That's who we played.
So it'd be Wren.
It was Crestview South.
Yeah.
And we beat them 24-20. And Chuck Etzer was our coach.
Big Chuck.
And Chuck said, "Bob, you played a heck of a game today. I'm proud of you. You passed the ball." He did say that to me.
He played a heck of a game today.
I passed the ball. I didn't like passing. Huh. But you two, you was the biggest gun ever come out Fort Cavern.
Me?
You were the biggest gun.
I don't believe so.
Have you forgotten about Al Post?
Al never shot near as much as Digger.
Wow.
So, talking about Fort Recovery's gym, old gym, think about this. You could not, when they put a three-point line in there,
couldn't
shoot one from the corner.
I'm
not sure you could even stand. You couldn't be there. I think that
the line terminated before the
it filled out.
Yeah.
But you remember how awesome was it going there with the floor? Remember when they just get done waxing the floor?
Oh yeah.
And that thing it looked like $1 million. We're gonna take a break.
Yep.
Last break of the day.
Well, it will be. We probably should do one more, but we're okay. We'll do one more.
Let's do one. We'll come back and close
right down. Wayne Street Market.
Don't forget your knife, Bob.
Oh, Jesus.
Bring the knife.
And my hats. And my candy canes.
And candy canes.
Can't work tomorrow?
Yes, sir.
Do you? You guys don't close down for... Do you work Tuesday?
No, we work today, tomorrow, and Friday.
Really? How about next year, next week? Back out Tuesday?
Tuesday.
What are you doing New Year's Eve?
Celebrate.
Where are you going?
Celebrate.
You can go to Drury Inn Hotel with me and Fee.
Is that a date?
Yeah. Well,
you betcha.
Yeah.
We're going to go, me and Fee and Bill and Jack and...
Atria.
Yeah. Drury Inn.
Finley?
Drury. No. Yep. Restaurant Row. We're going to eat down there and then... We're pretty cool.
Let's take a break and be back.
You want to shut up?
Yeah, you interrupted our conversation.
We'll just take a break. You guys keep on talking.
Keep talking.
Goodbye.
Visit the 47-acre campground at Rossburg Acres. There are plenty of permanent and short-term camping sites available with water and electric hookups. Call 419-375-4944 or 419-852-0115 to make your reservations. If you are planning a party or a get-together, there are two large shelter houses available for rent on Sundays. One of these is sure to meet your needs. Make sure your reservations are in advance by calling 419-375-4944 or 419-852-0115 or visit RossburgAcres.com.
You're tough. You've endured some of the most brutal weather imaginable. When others complain, you carry on. You're Ohio tough. But once you close your front door, there's no reason to put up with it anymore. Not if you've got the right heating solution from Reasoner Energy. Dual fuel heat pumps and furnaces and geothermal heat pumps. The best, the warmest, the most dependable heating solutions. Reasoner Energy. Ohio tough. Like you. Call 419-678-4858.
Running late? Can't decide what to make for supper? Just don't have time to make supper? Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them get your meal ready for you. Everybody can get what they want. Subs, great sandwiches, all kinds of deep fried goodies, plus their famous wings and pizza. Be sure to stop by on Friday for their pizza and wing lunch buffet. And don't forget to make your reservations for your kid's birthday party or any other occasion. So whether it's getting your supper ready tonight or reserving your lanes for a party, let Corey and Jared take the hurry and stress out of your day. Just call them at 375-4274. Friends of the Fort Recovery Library will once again be hosting their annual Fort Festival of Trees display at the library now until December 30th. Many beautifully decorated Christmas trees and wreaths will be on display and open to the public during regular library hours. Join the many families who have made an annual holiday tradition of visiting the library to view this great display of trees and wreaths that have been decorated by local businesses, families, and organizations, and vote for your favorite. Be sure to stop by your library for the Fort Festival of Trees going on now through December 30th.
I heard they... Hey, we're back here. Sports Talk, Bubba and Feed, Don Kemper, Harold Feely, and a cast of thousands joining us tonight. There, you had we had a couple state championships again, football.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Tremendous.
Marion Local. Actually, Minster started out on Friday.
Friday morning, yeah.
And at 10 o'clock, they beat the team that Marion Local beat last year, Cuyahoga Heights. They beat them actually pretty handily.
Yep.
Good win. And then Saturday morning, 10 o'clock, Marion Local played Kirtland and beat them pretty handily. So
was Kirtland...
Kirtland was scary because when they first got the ball, they just came down the field, and I mean it was vintage Kirtland. They want to run the ball, and they got 5 yards, they got 6 yards, they got 4 yards, they got 5 yards, and it was just that type of running game and Marion was kind of on their heels, trying to respond, and then
Now, they only got a field goal out of that, didn't they? Yep. That's what I was thinking.
Once I seen Minster beat Cuyahoga Falls, or whatever it was.
Cuyahoga Heights.
And then I seen that Kirtland beat that team by 7.
Right.
I thought Marion's winning this, baby.
Marion's going to win that, baby.
Yeah, it was, Kirtland's they got a lot of strong kids. I mean, they have a hell of a program.
Yeah.
And, you remember when... Probably when Minster beat them, I think that was the year. Was that the year?
No, it was a couple years ago.
Was that the year Fort Recovery won?
No.
Oh, that's right. They would have been. Yeah,
yeah.
Because we beat Marion, Minster
Marion
to get
Marion
the
water. Yeah,
yeah.
But
Marion got beat by him.
Yeah,
right. Yeah.
Yep. But
now Minster beat them
the year before that.
Exactly.
Right.
We had St. Mary's.
We won 3.
They made an unbelievable game.
Yep,
absolutely. So, how was it, Stark County, compared to? How was the attendance? But the weather was nice.
I'd say the attendance was probably better. In fact, I know it was better than. It was the second highest attendance, I think, ever.
Really?
Yeah. And they do some things differently, so it's not apples to apples anymore, but it was very well attended. The stadium is just phenomenal. I mean, if you've been up there and went to what was it called? Fawcett Stadium. Fawcett Stadium was, for lack of a better term, a hole.
Right, basically.
And this new, what's it called, Tom Benson?
Yeah, he's owner of New Orleans.
Is just phenomenal. I mean, it is state of the art. I mean, it's kind of, you know, people laugh. It's not Ohio Stadium.
Right.
But it's got some of the same amenities as Ohio Stadium. Mm-hmm. Just a phenomenal place. All the seats are padded. You know, people were complaining because you couldn't bring your seat pads in with you, and had all these regulations. They had to wand you to get in, which slowed things down. Their parking was not good because they're in the middle of construction and different things. But the stadium itself and while you were in the stadium was just phenomenal.
Yeah.
I mean, just a great experience. Everything outside the stadium was just
not too good.
It was as bad as it could get.
So did you just go to the MAC games? Did you stick around and go to anything else?
I stuck around. I had a free admission to the Hall of Fame, as all football officials get that.
Okay.
So I stuck around for one game and went in the Hall of Fame and then came back out.
Is that worth going to?
Yeah, it was neat. It was, you know, if you're a fan of football history, it's fun. But you know, here's the bottom line. I mean, in my opinion, you ask the average kid if they want to play on Tom Benson Field or if they want to play at Ohio Stadium. Tell me a kid that doesn't want to play at Ohio Stadium.
Was it this year or last year where they had to cancel because the field was too slick or something?
That was
wasn't that the Hall of Fame game? Didn't they get canceled? Like,
was
Pittsburgh
last year.
Steelers?
Oh, yeah.
Last year.
Yep. Not this year.
Yeah. Because something was wrong with the field.
Well, they painted it. They actually had regular sod.
Yep.
They sodded it for the game because they were running behind. So they sodded it, and then they tried to paint it. And the paint didn't dry or whatever, and I guess it was a quagmire.
Must have been bad.
Yeah. So who's the first team, who's the first school in the MAC that gets field turf?
I'll tell you what, that's going to be tough. That's going to be – we actually had a guy from Miami Turf come in and speak at one of our last conference meetings. And, you know, there are a lot of positives, and you can – you know, you can say, well, we're going to avoid this cost. We're not going to pay for that, you know, whatever. But the bottom line is you're going to have to pay for it.
It's a lot of money.
You're going to pay for it initially. And then he said it's about 50 to 60% of the original cost every 10 years to replace it. So you're talking about something that's maybe $500,000. And then you're going to have, in 10 years, you can give me another $250,000.
Now, wasn't Valley View saying that they're hoping to get 12 years out? Was you down Valley View?
Yeah.
And the guy was there and said they have a great field.
Yeah, they got a nice field.
And they were saying that they said they'll get 12 years before they have to stick any more money on it.
And that's
hoping by then the cost is half of what it was.
Right. And you know, that's what people will say is, you know, even the sales guy said, you know, we warranty them for 10 years, but he said, you know, basically the warranty doesn't mean it's going to end. You know, in 10 years, that field's going to be junk.
Right.
It means in 10 years, that field's going to be in pretty good shape yet. So, to your point, they're, it's not going to be done in 10 years.
Now, how many WBL schools have it?
Defiance.
Wapak. St. Mary's.
Kwasa.
Yeah.
They got the best practice field.
Tremendous practice field.
That thing is beautiful driving
it
by.
It is nice.
But I think that's it.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody else has turf. I mean, I think Van Wert is kind of looking at when they figure out what they're going to do.
They don't know what to do they?
Well, it's a similar situation to St. Mary's. You know, there are a lot of people want to keep it where it's at. Other people want to move it out to the school.
Van Wert's old stadium is pretty cool.
It is a neat place.
Yeah. And I could understand where that would be. I mean, but I just hate to get rid of that.
nostalgia and
building. I mean, at some point, Salina is going to run into that same problem,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, Salina's football field is kind of a neat place.
Yeah.
But it's, they got it packed into a really, I mean, it's really tight.
Yeah.
And someday, you know, they're gonna have to figure out if they want to dump more money into that or if they want to build a new one. But, you know, there are a lot of people, when you start doing fundraisers, there are a lot of people that are willing to give.
Yeah.
But you can't, I mean, it can't be every year.
Yeah.
You can't have a major fundraiser every year.
Yeah. So what's Marion going to do with it? Are they going to build a basketball gym?
It sounds like it.
Now, have they went to the voters yet?
No.
But that's, have they decided if it's going to be this spring or fall? The last I read, they were still trying to make a decision.
Yeah, they're trying to make a decision. I believe the way it stands, they're trying to make a decision on whether they want to bring it to the voters in the spring or in the fall.
So what's your take? That's a tough one.
Yeah, and I would tell you they need to do something.
Yeah.
From the standpoint of, you know, the...
How old is their gym?
Well, it's not very old, but they just didn't...
You know what? They, for lack... they tried to cut corners, when they built that. And... You know, if the ceiling's not very high, you know, which lends itself, you know, now your seats can only go up so high, and you know, all the things that they need to do something, and it's not just for the gym purpose, but they are like locker rooms, and you know, they have trouble with the amount of locker rooms they have. They have trouble with practice facilities and timing and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, there's just a lot of, you know, a lot of little things that they could fix.
Yeah. Mm.
And you know what? I'd have to pay more money for them to do it, but I'm willing to do it.
Right. You're like you're like most people.
Yeah.
It's just for the school and for your grandkids and for, you got to have the state-of-the-art facilities. And I don't know. I know it's frustrating because people just give. But that's, what else are we going to do?
Yep.
I know.
Well, and it's one of those things, too. You get, you know, there are too many people that, you know, they can find reasons why not to.
Yeah.
You know, and it seems like when you listen to them, at some point you got to go, gee, you know, the guy's kind of right. You know?
Oh, I know. Yeah. It's kind of
difficult because you can see their point. You know, how many sellouts have we had in that gym?
Well, not many.
Right.
Okay. Well, why do we need
a bigger one?
Okay. And when we build it, you know, the aisles are going to be wider. You're actually going to lose, you know. And, you know, as you're going through that, you're going,
probably right.
Yeah. You know, people have good points, and it's tough to argue some of them.
Yeah, I know exactly.
But
where it's,
you know,
at.
The other thing is, when you're playing in the, you know, I hate to say it this way, but when you're playing in the MAC and you go to Coldwater and you go to, you know, New Bremen and Minster and Versailles and all these new gyms that are really, really nice gyms.
Yeah,
it kind of, you know, we kind of pride ourselves on having the best facilities as well as some of the best athletics. So,
there ain't no place better than that thing we got.
Yeah. I agree with you. 100%.
That sucker is just perfect. Between us, Coldwater, and Sander, they're the three best gyms in the league.
Yeah, I would say if you could get rid of the posts.
Yeah. Right.
Yep.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's really the only problem with Four Recovery's gym.
Absolutely.
Yep.
I mean, if you're up on that second deck, you know, and
but OG's got the same thing,
right?
Yeah. Hey, thanks for coming over.
Hey, thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Fun. It's a blast.
Absolutely. Boys, go Bucks.
Go Bucks.
Go Bucks.
Friday night.
And Happy New Year to everybody.
Absolutely.
Yep. Happy New Year.
And we are going to have, we're going to shooting for January 10th.
Yep, that'll be our presentation show, maybe.
Yeah. And I'm out of here January the 24th.
Nope.
Where are you going?
I'll be in Florida.
You're not golfing, are you?
I'm golfing.
What?
I'm fishing.
And he's a golfing fisher.
Doing other things.
Praying like a hog. Pretty good trip. Bubba and Fee. See you next week.
Next week.
Listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. With Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.